Hey, welcome back. This is Jennifer, and this is the Dwelling Richly podcast, a very special episode, the beginning of a new series called So Glad You Asked. One of the things I enjoy most about being in fellowship with other believers, whether that's in my church or in my friendships, in casual conversations, even with my conversations with my husband, one of the things I love the most is about working through tricky passages in God's Word or even just difficult scenarios that come up in life and how to think biblically about that. And oftentimes, because of the nature of my job and just my personality style as well, I get asked questions about people. Hey, what do you think about this question or that question or this dilemma morally, whatever? You know, just things that come up in regular daily life. I love engaging with that. And I love trying to be careful to think biblically about that. And so I've been working for quite a while on coming up with a podcast that would address some of these, kind of a special side series. And that series, you're listening to it right now, the very first episode, is really based on a question that I received from a friend of a friend. And so I'll go ahead and address this question. And then I want to encourage you, if you've got questions that come up in your thought life and would like a my response, biblical, theological response to that question, I'd be happy to give it a shot. The idea is just really so glad you asked. I really, truly am glad because it shows me that you care and you're thinking, trying at least to think biblically about things. And then my response is not a definitive answer, of course. I would never put myself out there dogmatically to say, this is the exact answer. The answers that I'll share here in this podcast will simply be my answers, my thoughts based on my study through God's Word. And I'm certainly not definitive. I'll do my best to offer some resources at the end of this podcast. You can see that in the show notes. And then you'll also be able to read this transcript as you look at it either on, you know, whatever platform you're looking at it on. But if you go over to my website, the full battery of all the resources will be there in the show notes there on my website. So I encourage you to check that out at jennifergrichmond.com. Under the Dwelling Richly heading, you'll see So Glad You Asked as a series. And so you can be able to check out the messages there, and I'll start cataloging them as I record. All right. So that's the introduction to today. And we're going to kick it off with, like I said, a question that was asked of a friend of a friend. Actually, quite a few questions were asked, and I'm going to tackle one of them at a time. And the first question will begin right now. Here we go. I read in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 that, quote, the dead in Christ shall rise first. But in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 8, Paul said that, quote, to be absent from the body is to be present from the Lord, end quote. So how can the dead in Christ rise first? I thought they'd already be present with the Lord. Well, I'm so glad you asked. And first of all, I want to say that the idea of to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord is not a direct quote, and I'll address that in just a minute. Let's go ahead and move into my thoughts and response on this. First of all, I truly am so glad you asked. It tells me that you're interested in thinking biblically and you have a genuine heart to understand things better. And I pray that you will. I pray that my answer here will give you a way to think things through more and maybe give you some settled ideas on how to think about this important question. How can the dead in Christ rise first? I thought they'd already be present with the Lord. Great question. You know, Jesus was very clear on the reality that death is final in the sense that once dead, you do not get to change teams. But this is contrary to what the Jehovah's Witnesses teach, actually. They teach an idea, what's called soul sleep, that believers go into soul sleep before Jesus' second return, before his next return. And the Roman Catholic Church teaches an idea of purgatory, and that purgatory awaits the dead so that they could either be punished more or be purified more as they wait for Jesus' return. But God's word is clear. When a believer dies, they go immediately to be with Jesus in paradise. And Paul teaches that while we are, quote, away from the Lord, while we're here, when we are away from the body, we're not here anymore, we are at home with the Lord. So he doesn't say, like we often hear quoted, to be absent from the body is to be present from the Lord. That's kind of a paraphrase of what Paul says. be clear on this. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5 is where we get this passage, this teaching of Paul. And let me go ahead and read it to you in context from the English Standard Version. Beginning in verse 6, he says, "So we are always of good courage. We know that while we are home in the body, we are away from the Lord. For we walk by faith, not by sight. Yes, we are of good courage, and we would rather be away from the body and at home with the Lord. So whether we are at home or away, we make it our aim to please him, for we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, so that each one may receive what is due for what he has done in the body, whether good or evil." All right, so that was 2 Corinthians 5, verses 6, all the way through to verse 10, to help us have that context of this passage. So then, why does the Bible also say the dead in Christ shall rise? Wouldn't they already be with Jesus? And again, this is a great question. And that passage that reads, "the dead in Christ shall rise," is important for us to see also in context. This is Paul again, and he's in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. And I'll go ahead and read in context, beginning in verse 13. "But we do not want you to be uninformed, brothers, about those who are asleep." Now, asleep is a euphemism, figure of speech, a way of saying people who are dead. "I do not want you to be uninformed, brothers, about those who are asleep, that you may not grieve as others who do not have hope," who have no hope. Verse 14, "For since we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so through Jesus, God will bring with him those who have fallen asleep. For this we declare to you by a word from the Lord, that we who are alive, who are left until the coming of the Lord, will not precede those who have fallen asleep. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a cry, a command, with the voice of an archangel, and with the sound of the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive, who are left, will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so we will always be with the Lord. Therefore, encourage one another with these words." So here Paul is saying, you know, we're with the Lord in the sense because of the Holy Spirit, whether we're alive or dead in the body, right? Because we will have been risen. But what about this whole idea of being, you know, risen first? Wouldn't they already be with Jesus? Again, a lot of discussion about this among people who are faithful believers who love God's word. And the simple answer from my perspective is that it goes back to the breath of God. God breathed life into us. We became a living soul. And so when our bodies cease to live, our soul is immediately with Jesus. When he returns, our bodies are with him. And so the dead in Christ shall rise is saying that the dead bodies rise to be with the soul. In the context of that verse in 1 Thessalonians 4:16, Paul says, "For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first." This is a great truth. Those who were dead already with Christ, they were absent from the body. Remember, to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. They will be the first to be reunited with their bodies, because those who are alive when Christ returns the second coming, They haven't been separated from their soul, and their body have not been separated. So those who will already have died, their bodies in the ground, will be reunited first with their souls. And then those who are alive will be caught up at that time as well. All right. There you have it. I am so glad you asked that question. It's a great question. And I pray that this gives you some clarity and maybe even opens up the door to other questions. And I would love to hear from you if you do have those. I will be releasing these episodes in this series, and I look forward to engaging with you more as you listen and have other questions. Please share them with me, and always know that you are loved and prayed for. And I'm so glad you asked. Bye-bye for now.